was saying, it's not going to end for some time. It's not a question of my opinion. It's just, you can, oh, there's only one way I can possibly see it. That would be by bombing North Vietnam so bad. Not just rivers, bridges, and roads, and something like that. You've got to, practically, you've got to just put such a hurt on the country that there's just no place in the world for Viet Cong to get ammunition, guns, and anything. You can't fight without ammunition. You just have to just cripple them, something terrible up north. And Johnson, of course, is quite scared now because of the election coming up here in a year. And it just doesn't look good as far as the amount of time we'll have. It'll be a long time. These people over here, you see, don't think of war like we thought of it when you march to Europe and go to Europe in World War II or Korea or come over here. It's a way of life with them. People here that are 60 years old or 20 years old or 10 years old, that's all they've known. They've always been fighting their entire lives. It's either been the Japanese when they were in here and then later the fighting the French. So it's just a way of life. People don't know any better. And so they don't think of it actually as war. They just think of it as it's just a way of life. And people get killed, people in the Army and Navy, and just a natural thing that they accept. It's so hard. All these people are stupid peasants. There's a lot of real sharpies, and I get a bang out of some of them. But it's fun to bargain and wheel and deal with them on their local products. I think that never forget this. This is an opportunity to one can't it's something to see. Even when we're on just a flying mission, when I see people out there in boats, fishing, and all these peasants out there working the fields all by hand, or with buffaloes, water buffalo, pulling the plows and everything. 15, 20 people of a family working in a rice paddy and everything being done by hand. It makes you really wonder how, you know, people in one place can progress. It wasn't so much further as far as years and years of somebody else in the same world. It's just hard to believe that people are this different. Well, this is getting about it. I don't have enough to say to fill this side here, too. Just want y'all know that I'm very happy. Sometimes, of course, I get tired. And, you know, at times if you have to get on the go, but I like flying rather than sitting around. Very interesting, and never regret it. Really enjoy it. I want to say hello to everybody or anybody that happens to be listening. And let you know that this is a good experience for a boy, man, whatever anybody wants to think, because you have plenty of time to think. And it makes you really develop ideas of things you want to do, and you realize over here what you can go through. I'll tell you, I think it's real good. I wish it, some of the things I have to do, I have no choice about, just conditions, and I don't want you to worry that they're bad, because they're really not. I think it's good that everybody gets out here and lives a little bit of a rougher life for a while. You come back and you enjoy things. Just being away, I don't think 6 months Marine or Army or being in the Army and having to live in a barracks in the United States quite does it. You gotta get out here where you just don't have nothing. Everybody makes what you got. They make their own bathrooms and showers, and makes a nice home or apartment where you just go in, have hot running water and nice bed and music, and makes you think a little different. Not that I wish that I'm sorry is here. I wouldn't agree, but I say it's the reason why I think everybody should have it. Like even down in Quinyon, this is a fact. I tell, even Marvin knows it, we get a bang out of sometimes when we have to go down to Quinyon to get parts, and we go to one of the officers' club or something like that, and we hear a bunch of what we call them strap hangers, guys that live to work in Quinyon. The funny thing is, you people back in the States really think that Vietnam, everywhere in Vietnam, is like guys in Saigon, I was in Quy Nhon, guys up here in the camp. It's day and night. Those guys don't even know what a war is. They're living in a city, they live in wonderful quarters. They got clubs, got all of everything they want under the sun. And you hear them griping. I'm sure they write home in their letters how rough the war is here and this and that. And boy, come home, Vietnam was really something. They really have some war stories to tell. We saw this guy, and this guy, all of them, mostly down there, two big hospitals in Quy Nhon, or supply people. A lot of these aircraft repairing down there, and they ship a lot of supplies out up here to the north. But shoot, a bunch of us were at the 92nd Aviation Club the other night. We heard a lot of office people. People never get out of the office, come to Vietnam, never even know what it means to get dirty, or have to sleep outside, or this and that. You hear them talking how the cab comes down, the guys are loud and rudy and having a good time in the club. Sure they are. Get down there. But really, man, we really gave a bunch of them the works the other night. We got them so mad that we just kept harassing them until they finally left the club. We had it all to ourselves. They deserved it, coming down here, and they have it so rough. They probably ride, I can imagine what they ride home. And they just don't know what it's, they don't even know what it's all about. But they're the ones that are criticizing here. They think this unit is bad, or these guys are around here, this unit's better than this one, or you're lucky to be in that one, they say, because this one's better than that. They don't even know the difference from units. They just don't know the difference. Makes me mad sometimes that the people in the States don't realize there's a difference. When a guy says he's in Quy Nhon, even Marvin, he doesn't know what the war's all about. What he hears from people that are patients, that's all he can tell you. But he doesn't get a chance to see it, such as I do. These guys in Saigon that never get out of the city, have the club, wonderful clothing stores, club, maids, don't know what it means to shine a boot. They take their boots off and their underwear off and throw it on their, in their room, and they go to work. The maids come in, they wash every day, they wash their clothes and hang them up and shine boots and dust and clean. And even Marvin, I just got a maid, and all his boots are stacked and shine, and she's going around dusting everything. So they just don't know what it is to have to do this stuff. That's the reason why I think of some of the, even my boyfriends, they just don't know what it is, though. They'll never know. All they'll know about war is what they can see on the movie at 10 o'clock at night on television. Not that I'm trying to say everybody should have this experience, but I just speak for myself. I wouldn't miss it for the world. If it's just a question of my son sitting on my lap and asking me someday, what was it all about? Be darned, you're not going to hear me saying, I was back in school at the time, or I couldn't go for this reason, or I couldn't go for that reason, or I got out, better yet, I got out of it this way, or I got out of it this way. I'm going to be able to say, I was there, right in the thick of it. I wasn't in an office, I wasn't in Vietnam, sitting there in the rear. I was up on the front all the time, and I'm very glad. I wouldn't want it any other way, because life is, people say life's short. I don't go along with that. I say life is long enough that you gotta, well, if it's short or long, you gotta live with yourself every minute of it. And, of course, I'm sure guys down there, I know, south here, don't think of it that way. I'm sure they feel they're doing their part. Don't get the idea we don't need them. You got to have people in the rear supplying you, taking care of your aircraft when they're too badly, troubles with them too big that you have to send them to the rear to be finished when you're on or worked on. But this is for me out here. This is for me right here. Today is the Sunday the 12th here. I imagine right now it's 5 minutes to 8 in the evening. So it's 5 minutes to 8 in the morning. You're probably getting ready to go to work Monday morning. And I am planning on going R&R, either Tokyo, Japan, or Taipei, Taiwan, next month. I've got several things in mind, which I'll send. I'll probably ship them directly to the house. As I said, write sister when you talk to her. I think she mentioned she wants some sort of special cookware, or china or something. She'd pay me, no sweat. Let her know, let me get the brand name, and how many pieces or whatever it is. approximate what it should cost, and I'll get it for as cheap as I can. And tell Ed a lot, same. If he wants Buddha dolls or statues or whatever he wanted, or lamps. Of course, if you want anything, for goodness sakes, get it. But of course, don't worry about it. If I see something I think we'll need, we'll get it for the house. Well, that is it. This tape is about two-thirds of the way done on the second side, so you should have a full side and half of this side here at 3¾ PS, which means inches per second. And that is about it. So stay well. Let me know. I guess it should be getting warm there for too much longer. I hope so. And need to march. And I'll keep you informed. These tapes are real good because I could never, if I was to write this, this would be a 20-page letter, and I could never express feelings and the voice on a piece of black and white paper. Don't worry, I got plenty of stationery and all the hidden nuts in anymore. It's all free here. Plus, I can buy all I want in the village. So that is it. So stay good. And we'll do the same over here. And that is about it. Love me. I just put the mic back in. I remembered something I forgot to say before. And that was, by the way, right now at this very minute, there's a dog laying here on the floor by the name of Eddie. No relationship. Who is eating sardines, which I bought. Don't say anymore. I've got plenty here. We buy them here. Probably cheaper than you. And this is the world's, I think I'm going to give him a prize, dumbest dog. He doesn't bite people. That's one good thing. He bites himself. So there's no problem here. He's looking up now because I'm looking at him and talking. He knows it. And he sleeps outside at night. I won't let him in here. He stinks too bad. I think I'm going to take him down the river one of these days and push him off. We lost our parrot, but got him back. Our parrot got away. And but the Vietnamese found him. They didn't know who he belonged to, and so they chopped his tail off. So here's a bird now walking around without a tail. He looks like a penguin. He's walking like he's drunk. And, so he can't fly for sure now. They caught chopped off so he wouldn't fly away till they could sell him. They tried to sell him back to us, but we just stole it. So that's it. Just let you enjoy hearing the animal husbandry. Delta Company 227 Assault Helicopter Battalion. That's it.